Hi, everybody. I'm John Meehan, and this is Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things education-related that I record on my drive home from work. Let's get to it. Today, we're talking all about conferences. And when we're talking conferences, the reason for it is because today happens to be the Monday of ISTE 2018. If you don't know about ISTE, today's podcast will walk you through the whole kit and caboodle of it. And in about 10 minutes, we'll walk through how conferences work in education, different types of conferences you might be able to look at, different conference alternatives if you can't make these big national ones, as well as ways that you can get informed and lean in on those conversations, even if you are unable to physically attend. So let's talk about conferences just in vague generalities first. As a big piece of my job, I do a lot of conferences. I'm an instructional coach at a high school in Arlington, Virginia, and I've had this job for 3 years and change. The planet is about 24,000 miles around. In the past 3 years for work, I have, in addition to my teaching duties, traveled by air about 36,000 miles. So while if you live in Europe, that may not sound like a big deal, if you work at just like a small school in the middle of nowhere, like me, 36,000 miles of airline time is a lot. I've traveled to stuff like the ASCD conference. We'll talk about what that is. I've traveled to stuff for the Gates Foundation. They have ESET2. They used to have national conferences. We can talk about some of those. And then local and state stuffs, local chapters of Virginia ASCD, since my school is in Virginia. I've traveled to the Notre Dame University for their Play Like a Champion Today sports and character education through athletics conference. I've traveled, I spent a week at the Phillips Exeter Academy up there in Exeter, New Hampshire. And I've just really throw myself into the learning that each of these opportunities provide. I flew out to Kansas for the University of Kansas, had a coaching summit. And so like, there's a bunch of different opportunities, and summer really is a great time to lean in on them. I guess the Woodstock of teacher conferences, or maybe I guess Comic-Con is a better example, is what's going on right now in Chicago. It's called ISTE. It's ISTE, that is the International Society for Technology in Education, and they are currently in Chicago. Fun fact, this year Chicago will host ISTE for 2018, and in 2019 they'll host ASCD, which is the, I guess, the largest teacher professional development organization in the world. They'll be also in Chicago next year, in 2019, a really large convention center. And the National Catholic Education Association will likewise have their annual conference in Chicago, the same venue, in 2019, about 3 weeks before or after. They do theirs over Easter break. The other one is in, I think, March. But yeah, Chicago's a big place to be. There's just only certain venues that can accommodate the size of these conferences because they do get quite large. ISTE is like tens of thousands of people. We're talking like 20,000 educators are in Chicago right now. I am not at ISTE. Making this recording on my way into work instead. You might be able to hear my car running in the background. But I do think it's really important for teachers to understand just what conferences can do for your education. It's one thing to just list all the places you've been, but it's quite another thing to talk about what these things can do. And that's really the second part of this podcast. What's cool about ISTE is that they are not just like for teachers of science or teachers of technology. Rather, it's for all educators, all grade levels, who use technology in their classrooms. And there's all sorts of educational technology in 2018. Whether your school is a one-to-one school where students have their own devices, and you might use an app or a platform like Pear Deck or Nearpod, things that allow you to see what's on your student's screen or to take what's on your screen and push it out to their screens and trade it back and forth. Whether you're doing things like old school tech, which is a very weird thing to say, right? That are just simply web-based, log into this website. Things like learning management softwares, sites like Schoology or Moodle, Edmodo, where you log in. It really is a whole comprehensive hub of all the different tools, toys, resources that your classroom might have online. That's an opportunity that you don't even need to have a device in school for. Or if you're a BYOD school, my school is technically a BYOD school. That stands for bring your own device. There's all these different ways that you can engage right from your mobile phone, sometimes without even downloading apps. Good examples of that could be stuff like Padlet, which used to be called Wall Wisher. You push a button and you get to post a digital version of a sticky note and post it right to an electronic corkboard. That's really helpful for taking notes and then not worrying about them getting like knocked off your wall as your maintenance staff comes by at the end of the day and cleans up your room. That's just one example, but there are tons of others. I'm trying to think in my classroom, things like Flipgrid. If you've never used Flipgrid before, the ability to do short recorded videos or really let students use any device to make a short recorded video and upload it right to a closed portal so that only their classmates can see and then comment on one another's videos. Likewise, YouTube and education, Discovery Education, they have a comprehensive library, all sorts of stuff. And I'm really just rattling off a million things, but I'm sure you can think of like 5,000 more. There's limitless examples of tech and education in 2018 to the point where it really has become synonymous. We're just expecting that teachers and students are tech and web savvy. And so I think it's important that we can talk about how these things connect and how these conferences can kind of get us pipelined into those same conversations. So that's kind of how that works. Regarding what ISTE is all about, they have some massive keynote speakers talking about ways that they're bringing tech into the classroom for the 21st century and well beyond it. And this is that sort of like concept car version of what could be coming down the road from people who are doing it at really high levels, both on the corporate side of things as they're developing, but also on the classroom side, so they can see examples of how next-gen teaching is unfolding really in content areas all around the world. It's a big deal, and they do travel once a year. It's always right about this week, or right about the end of June, and they next year will be in Philadelphia, and they've been, like I said, Chicago and San Diego. I think they were in Texas last year. So if you have a chance, ISTE is a big one, like Teacher Woodstock. It'll cost you a few bucks to register for it, certainly. But if you have the time and have the funds, and or if your school has the ability to offset the registration costs, ISTE is like I said, Teacher Woodstock or Comic-Con. It's a great place to start on the big end of your conference strategies. Now, if you can't make it to ISTE, there are a bunch of other conferences that are equally of some value. Different ones by content area could be examples of it. The National Council of Teachers of English, for my content area, I'm an English teacher by trade, they have their annual conference every year in the fall. I believe it's in October. This year they'll be in Houston, Texas. I think it's in Houston. And I think that is a great idea to look at content area conferences as well. Even though you don't get the big broad picture of how all of education is developing, sometimes you just want to be around your people, you know, your tribe, so you can kind of geek out over the books that you teach or the content area that you love, and then lean in on that conversation with other people who are doing the same thing. NCTE is a great example of that, and they're a very thriving, very dynamic series of speakers, always lined up. And like I said, getting several thousand educators, while not quite to the size of ISTE, is not anything to sneeze at with the ability to connect to people who are really just talking about different ways to employ student voice and student choice, all these 21st century teaching techniques and best practices. And we call them best practices for a reason. There's entire fields of education devoted to the study of education. I think it's so great to have that perspective. So much of education can be siloed, where we're really just seeing our own four walls, and to be able to connect and say, wait, I'm not crazy, this is cool, or hey, I could do it differently, can really open us up and make us better at our jobs. If you wanted to go for another big one, another one I mentioned earlier is the ASCD annual conference. They call it Empower. ASCD used to stand for the Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development. It is the largest teacher professional development organization in the world. And because of that, they get some pretty big keynote speakers. Last year, their conference was in Boston. I had the chance to attend their Boston conference. I've been to a few of them. I think Boston, San Diego, maybe Houston. But when they were in Boston, their keynote speakers were Dr. Jill Biden and Colin Powell. So again, pretty big names on the docket there. And they have really everybody you can possibly think to be around in education. A lot of vendors, a lot of big national speakers. They had Carol Dweck, people who are noted in their fields, Todd Whitaker, folks from the Dave Burgess publishing team, people who are being recognized for the work that they're doing, either in writing or research in education, and excellent people to know for sure. They also have chapters in your state, so do make sure to check your state's ASCD affiliate. I know Virginia's is really thriving. We had George Karros last year as our keynote. But there's awesome, awesome opportunities to connect on a local level with that. If you can't do those things, every conference has its own hashtag. And simply clicking on that hashtag on Twitter is a great way to sort of pipeline into the conversations. So you can be like a digital fly on the wall, even if you can't be there in person. ISTE 2018 uses the hashtag ISTE 2018. But there's even one that's hashtag not at ISTE 2018, where everybody who wants to be there is talking about what's happening there. And joining in on conversation is sort of a playful back and forth. A lot of the speakers will post their presentation materials or even live stream or vlog what they've posted or been up to, which is great. I mean, there's so much today that we can connect with, and I think it's great that we can use the web to cut down some of those costs and cut down on some of this travel, because we only have so much time in the day and we don't want to be away from our kids. So be able to be in the classroom even if you're not in the room of the conference. That'll do it for today. It's about 11 minutes and I'm just about to make my turn on to the next, yep, there it is. So I'll call it. If you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at MeehanEDU, at Meehan like my last name, and EDU like teaching, because I like teaching. Thanks for listening and we'll be back next time. Appreciate it.